even have a child, but I'll tell you something. You are my son's favorite player.
Yes,
also.
All right.
Kyle right. Beckerman sitting down with us. How are things?
Things are good. Good to sit with you guys.
Yeah. Good to see you. Training started down in Arizona. Got the first little session out of the way. And obviously, you are, you know, you're the guy that everyone wants to know. How's it going? What about the new cats? So let's start there. There's some fresh faces in the building.
Yep.
How are they integrating themselves into RSL culture?
Everybody's been awesome. I mean, all the young guys really coming in, trying to gel and be a part of the group right off the bat, which I thought was great. And we got a lot of guys that are with the Monarchs, and everybody's just kind of really coming together early on. And, yeah, I mean, it's there's good energy. I think the first part of preseason was about let's dig in a little bit and see where we're at fitness-wise and then start working on defense. Really, that's the first thing usually we work on.
What about Rusnik? What do you know about this kid? Kid coming over from
Give a little background. We just talked with Albert.
Okay.
And he, you know, was very gracious and eloquent and – you know, maybe a little bit more self-possessed than most 22-year-olds are.
Yeah, it was too much for me.
I was impressed.
He was too – yeah, that's why I was overly –
You were put off by
the fact that he was so successful at such a young age and so well-spoken for a second language. I didn't like it much.
Hater.
So give me the dirt on Rusnik. What's he doing? Where is he making mistakes?
Nah, the kid, he's man, I knew he had something right the first practice.
Yeah.
I knew it. I think he's still working on his fitness, which we all are. But when I saw he has something. He's got a quality about him, which I'm excited to play with. We've you get the movements. You know he's got something. And, yeah, I mean, it's just we got to get him in, get him involved, make sure he knows how everyone plays. And he's all ears trying to be a part of it. And I'm excited to get playing with him, really.
Is he the kind of guy you take under your wing? Obviously, you're one of the elder statesmen on the team, and he's – I guess one of the young, fresh superstars of the team, one of the future building pieces. So this is a guy that you put more attention on?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, you know, he's our number 10. He's going to be the guy, you know, like he's going to be our Javier. And, you know, obviously, his big shoes, but like this, I'm trying to make him feel exactly like Javier felt right from the first time I meet him is – make sure he's feeling comfortable right off the bat. Like, hey, know that when I get the ball, I'm looking for you first. And so you're trying to do those little things, you know, make them feel good, make them feel wanted and ready to, you know, because when they're feeling comfortable, that's when these players can just ball out, and that's what we want for Albert.
Kind of the theme today as we were talking about the Super Bowl, a big portion of that is experience and having been there before. I mean, you got Tom Brady, who's going to be 40 years old next year. He won his fifth Super Bowl. He and his coach have now won five together. All this, there's something about experience that's irreplaceable, right? And now you're one of the guys that has that level of experience. So how difficult is it? I mean, you're a young man in the context of real life, but for a professional athlete, you're getting up there in years, which sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But how much of an advantage does that give you, and how much more difficult does it make it in some respects?
Well, I think really you just – the experience, I mean, there's not much. I mean, the negative part is that you just have miles on your legs. The positive definitely outweigh the negatives. I mean, you just learn better spots to put yourself in. You learn how the game's going on a little bit differently. You start thinking about others a lot more than you do think about yourself. And so – it's just kind of – if you kind of realize what it takes to be a good team, and that's when everybody's buying into the same thing, saying I'll run and do the gritty work for you, and he's saying the same thing. If you kind of realize that when you get more experience, and it's trying to spread that into the team, into the young ones, and get them to understand it at an early age.
How much different of a player is 34-year-old Kyle Beckerman than, like, 22-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, 22-year-old was just I'm trying to get in, trying to be a regular player. I wanted to beat out somebody and make the coach think, like, that's – I need him on the field.
Yeah.
And because you see when you're not playing, they have guys that are on – that the coach needs to have on the field. So that's what I wanted to be. And at that 22, I was just getting there. I might have had my second year of regular playing, but I was still fighting for it, making sure I was fit for the weekend and – and playing well so that I wasn't getting pulled out, and you know, I could be somebody the coach could count on. 34, you're not thinking about just yourself and being in the starting lineup. You're thinking, I need to make sure that the young guys are ready to fire. I need to know that my forwards are feeling comfortable or confident and ready to, you know, to finish when they get that one chance. And also, you know, getting in them like, hey, we're going to need you to defend as well, and trying to spread that's going to help their job on scoring a little bit easier. So I guess it's just a little bit, you start thinking about others than yourself so much. It's the biggest difference.
So you're a guy that, unlike a lot of your teammates, you're instrumental for two teams, obviously Real Salt Lake and then the U.S. men's national team. The departure of Jurgen Klinsmann, Bruce Arena coming in. So I'll ask you, having played for Jurgen for a long time, why didn't it work?
Well, I think a lot of things did work. I think whenever any head coach takes a job, at some point they're going to get fired or they're going to call it quits. And a lot of times the firing comes before somebody retires. But I think there was a lot of good things that he brought to the stat or to the country and of soccer, bringing it mainstream. For whatever reason, you know, it's just you know, results are pretty, you know, whether they're negative results, it's pretty hardcore. And if you have enough that tips the scale, that's when it, you know, the coach is going to get fired.
How much do you expect to be a part of what Bruce Arena is doing going forward?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, main focus is just getting Salt Lake back to the top. You know, we need to make strides and get back to where we're steadily in the top half of the, you know, we're fighting for the Western Conference crown, and we're also and then go on runs in the playoffs. And I think if we can, that's what we got to focus on. If I focus on that, the other things will take care of itself.
Obviously, probably way too early to predict because you're just getting to know this group, but at first blush, do you feel like this is the right group of guys to get you back there?
I do. I have a really good feeling. The first preseason camp we had was really good, and just off the field, on the field, it was and what the coaching staff was getting us all to buy in. It's I really have a good feeling about this year, and I'm excited, extremely excited.
We're looking forward to it. Regular season opener, less than a month away. Right back to the grind, right?
Yeah, that's it. Let's go and get it going.
This guy's the vet. I mean, he's the one who's been around forever. He's the captain, so.
Yeah, rolling Kyle Beckerman.
Doing it again.
Thanks for sitting down with
us.
Yeah,
you bet. Thanks
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me. Yep. You bet, guys.
RSL Media Day. We're out here at Rio Tinto Stadium. That's the captain himself, Kyle Beckerman.